For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A former Trump Tower doorman says he's been released from a contract with America Media Inc., the company that publishes the National Enquirer. And now he can discuss claims about President Trump that he had been prohibited from revealing. This represents another legal setback for the president, who has endured several of them this week alone. The former Trump Tower doorman has received $30,000 during the presidential race in exchange for his silence about what he says he knows of an alleged affair that the president had years ago with his former housekeeper. The doorman claims that his relationship with her produced a child. America Media Inc. CEO David Pecker has been given immunity by federal prosecutors looking into former Trump attorney Michael Cohen's allegations that candidate Trump directed him to violate federal election laws. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
A change in travel plans for Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He was planning to go back to North Korea, but that has now been scrapped. When he went to Pyongyang last month, he was snubbed by Kim Jong-un. There was concern when this trip was announced that Pompeo might not accomplish much. The president acknowledged that in his tweet, canceling the trip, citing insufficient progress toward denuclearization. How he will go about achieving progress isn't clear. He signals it might come after, quote, our trading relationship with China is resolved. Officials in Georgia's Randolph County abandoned their proposal to eliminate 7 of 9 polling places in a majority black county amid allegations of discrimination. Voting and civil rights groups protested the timing of the recommendations as Democrat Stacey Abrams is seeking to become the state's first black governor. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Violence erupted at a high school football game in Florida. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
A Florida high school football rivalry ends in a triple shooting Friday night. It happened outside of Raines High School in Jacksonville. One male is dead and 2 teens are injured in the shooting that occurred outside the football field's main gates as people were leaving the game. Police are looking for those responsible.
During the game, there were some disturbances, some fights that took place as the game was winding to a close. So we'll be investigating whether or not that factored into it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
PETA has launched its latest ad campaign in crab country. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Crab is beloved across Maryland, but that's not what PETA would like. The animal rights group has erected a billboard in Baltimore featuring the state crustacean, the blue crab, beside the words, I'm me, not meat. PETA says it wants to encourage veganism ahead of September's Baltimore Seafood Festival. A PETA spokeswoman says crabs do feel pain, and they also feel fear, and they have unique personalities. PETA's placed similar billboards in some other East Coast cities. But crab enthusiasts in Maryland are especially upset at the billboard, some sharing reactions on Twitter. One restaurant owner said he thinks the whole message is tone deaf. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.